Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Previously on the Blood-Soaked Rose.
Nilfgaard's army has halted their advance north, are concentrating on encircling the city. By the end of tomorrow, they don't think the gate will open again.
We need to find out where Vizin is.
Would not one of the dukes, perhaps, know of this mage?
Ask around for a red-dressed woman.
Well, we can look in the lower districts, in the temple districts.
Where rumours are gathering.
Keep picking up this rumour, non-human spies have infiltrated Little Mahakam.
Boy...
Yeah.
Aurelius Tarnir, Mage of Service, would like to offer his services to the...
Take his horse and his caravan down into the temple district and start trading.
Elves in particular. People have started to notice that wearing red strips of cloth.
Surprise, surprise. Everyone thinks that Mahakam is full of Nilfgaard spies. Once the siege starts, Brazim will be shooting fish in a barrel. Maybe I can scare up some honest work. Well, honest.
And now, awareness rolls.
Great. So this is the following day?
Yes.
The fourth day.
You begin to sort of put yourselves out around the temple quarter, looking for people.
I'm rolling shite this entire looking session.
Sorry, this is my second crit. That's 37.
Doesn't matter what I got.
I rolled a 16 in total.
I rolled a 13.
Oh, me, oh my. I'm very excited.
It makes sense. The witches should notice things.
I crit failed.
So they stumble into us and toss everything.
We run into them.
Yeah.
So Aurelius is the only one who doesn't actually notice some with these people. So as you take the first day, you walk around, you try and talk to people, but they're very fearful. And they tend to sort of keep to themselves, especially non-humans. They're very wary of you. And it's on the second day that of these people kind of... You do start to notice these red strips from the corner of your eye, but they melt away as you kind of turn down a street. It's Eve who notices this very particularly, that it becomes... The pattern of it becomes very, very conspicuous. You turn down an alleyway, you glance a few strips of red... And by the time you've walked a few paces, they've vanished.
Dissipated,
they
basically.
Dissipate. You know? They notice you're quite conspicuous, your eyes and your fine clothes, and they vanish. Towards the end of that second day, there's a young elf that doesn't twig you, Eve, walking through a little alleyway. You are almost upon them when their head shoots up. And they see you. and they're carrying a strip of red cloth around their wrist. What do you do?
I think she's going to... Well, she's...
They're going to bolt.
Yeah, she's fast enough that she's going to try and run them down and restrain them somehow. It's in an alley, so either against the wall...
You've got a very high score. You can literally... If you're quick enough, you can just reach out and grab me. I'm not going to have to chase them. You're on
a 37.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, God, no! And you grab them.
And cats are used to, like, running around on the rooftops and on little, you know, hard to maneuver places, so she knows that she's got this kid, you know.
I feel like Aurelius doesn't even notice until that person makes that noise. Like, the problem with Aurelius is that he can't help not trying to look for Razine specifically.
Mm. Yes.
So he's not looking for red cloth, he's looking for her, and he's just missing
just
everything
not there.
Else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's got him in kind of like a headlock.
I'm going to say it's a woman, young elven woman. You grab her by the scruff when she's kicking back, trying to go, oh, don't hurt me, please.
Shut up. You're not a monster, so I'm not going to kill you.
She sees the two of you come over as well, or are you sort of...
I presumed I was selling in the market, in the temple district.
Yeah, so you're
as
doing
a way of like gathering intel and stuff.
We'll cover what you pick up as well then, okay.
Aurelius will have his hands behind his back, and he'll be at a distance enough that he can be over the witch's shoulder a bit back, just eyeing off.
I think as the days would have gone on and Eve's picking up on all these flashes of red, she would as well alert her friends to the fact that she thinks she can catch one of them now. Possibly. She's that confident.
I mean,
speed.
I would have rolled, get you to there. You beat their stealth roll, essentially. By a long shot. So you didn't have, you use your nonchalance to spot one and grab them.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. These strips of red, what are they about?
It's just elves sticking together. It's just a sign that we're sticking together. They can't push this around, that's all.
And you've decided to do this now?
Well, yeah. What if they decide to just you know, burn us all out? That's happened before, you know. They've just come round slaughtering all the elves around here.
I don't believe you. Something's up. And you're going to tell me exactly what. Because I said I wouldn't kill you. But that doesn't mean I won't do something else. I say, realizing I don't have any intimidation.
You didn't take any intimidation?
No, it's like a will skill.
Do you not have much will?
No.
Oh, I do.
She's kind of like I said, the cats have been mainly sold for like hired hands and killing people because it's really easy to kill people as opposed to monsters. So in terms of like...
Brawling, quick.
Brawling.
Ah! Just Eve?
Yeah.
Great.
I'll roll it just so I can defend my cart.
Yeah. Do you have a melee weapon?
Nah.
Just your bow?
Yeah.
Great.
17. For Eve? Oh, they beat me.
She slips away.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
While you go, you kind of lean over, she just folds, like just down, just drops her weight down, slips from your grasp and bolts down the street.
I'm going to imagine that Aurelius took a moment when Eve was being intimidating to look around to see if anyone was watching them. And as soon as he turns back, the person's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what happened? You just had them.
Just for the record, I got 18 and you got 17.
Is there any opportunity to run her down or she's just completely disappeared from you?
That is her escape role. She has escaped you.
Mm.
Well, you just had them in your grasp. What did you do?
Tried to talk to him.
And you let her go?
She slipped through.
How does a creature escape a witch's grasp?
It happens.
All right. Can you conjure up another one of these red-banded individuals?
They're all around town. And apparently, well, I don't know if it's only elves, but that was the story that she told me. That was amongst the elves.
Did Eve see anyone that wasn't an elf wearing these, or were there just elves to the exclusion of all others?
You saw one dwarf at one point.
Right. Yeah. Which is why I'm canny onto the fact that it's not an elvish solidarity thing.
Briok.
Hi.
One of your customers says elves stick together.
Yes, we do.
You should tie this somewhere on yourself.
What is it?
It's a sign.
Oh, that we stick together.
Elves stick together.
Oh, right. I will do. Can I interest you in a tent if you're sleeping a bit rough? Or some bedrolls?
Mine has a few holes in it. Yeah, how much? But elves stick together, yeah?
Elves stick together. I'll give it to you for half price.
Okay, yeah.
Done. Yeah. He hands me 9 crowns and he gets a tent.
Wear that. Make yourself known around here. Once there's enough of us, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Elves stick together.
Elves stick together.
Great.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Once there's enough of them, what?
And can I roll a business to see how I business?
Yes.
Thank you.
God damn it, Brioc.
Chris needs to get ahead. We are operating at such a loss.
That's 18 in total.
Yeah, so more like 20 crowns worth of business today. People, cool. Money is getting a bit thinner already, and they're being conservative as the city has now locked down.
I'll drop two basic clothes for, fantastic. I'm sure the elder races are probably feeling the clothing pinch and are not picky. The mm-hmm. cold winter clothing is actually quite expensive, mm-hmm. so I'm sure they just need clothes.
Cool.
I'll tie the red stripe around my leg so it's in a non-obvious spot, mm-hmm. but isn't deniable. If someone is like, hey, you aren't wearing it, I'll be like, no, I am, look. It's around my leg.
It's right there down there. It's right down there.
It's down there. But it's obviously to, like, not draw attention to it. It's a, I don't want to be part of this, but I'm being part of it,
yes.
sort of thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be targeted.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. That's right. I'm with you in all but. Cool. And, yeah, actually, no, I won't. I can't.
Go for it.
Why not?
I'll give away some food as well.
No, okay. Wait, don't.
No, no, stop. No, I changed my mind. No.
I'll give away some raw meat to some of the hungry elves. They're going to need it in the winter months.
Any? Do you people wearing red or just any elves?
Culturally, any who I feel... So elves have a decimated class system now.
Yeah.
So anyone who I can identify as noble heritage, who's living rough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Fallen on hard times.
His, you're a former like liege lord or a noble elf.
People will notice. People will notice if you do that sort of thing. So it will build up.
Especially amongst, you know, if they have a little community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amongst that area.
I mean, there will be former princes and former noble houses, like leads and heads of house among the slums in elves. And they mm-hmm. would defer to that hierarchy, just like the Scoia'tael do.
So this, again, these things take time.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? Walking amongst, you know, spending time among the people, keeping an eye out. This encounter with this elf is the product of a couple of days of searching and diligence.
You said it was second day that happened?
Yes.
Great.
And on the third morning, a young boy... Same one appears at the warehouse before you leave for the morning.
Yeah.
Message for you, sir. Ah,
yes, boy.
Master Mage. Message
boy,
for
come
you.
Come forward.
Duke Hadron has possible work for one such as you. Can't give you an audience, but he does have a job. It's for you.
And he'll like grab it off. Does the kid wait there for coin?
Yes.
of course he does.
Before he'll make the kid wait while he reads it.
So it's from Duke Hadron, addressed to Master Mage. You gave your name, didn't you?
Yeah, Mage. I gave him my full name for a reason.
Yeah, Master Aurelius, it's addressed to. It reaches me that you're traveling among the service of a witcher. I have perhaps work for you and one such as they. I may be inclined, if you prove useful, to grant you an audience. Otherwise, I am somewhat busy.
He scoffs. busy.
Make yourself known to Bertrand, coroner. Ooh. You'll find the morgue attached to the magistrate's hall in the mage quarter. Perform a service for him, and I will consider it a service for me. Signed, Duke Hadron.
And he like, he has the page up to his face, so he's standing front on, and he just...
Is he using the boy's face to rest the sheet of paper? Oh, no. Right.
And he just folds the page down enough that he can just see the boy's eyes in front. Well done, boy.
Mm-hmm.
What was it your name was? Phil looks.
Does he have a name?
Young Rutger.
Young Rutger.
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 Young Rutger. Well, Thank you very much for your service.
Yeah, times are wasting, so...
And you can wait a couple of seconds while I talk to you, boy.
Okay.
For that, he pulls out 10 crowns.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully that boy remembers that.
Yoink.
He snatches that. You're going to get him used to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spoiling. He'll remember him. That.
Ah, right. You're trying to do some Pavlovian shit.
I'm doing
shit.
Some wheeling and dealing and political scheming.
Nice.
That boy's going to come in handy.
Yeah.
Brioch remembers that.
Yeah. Coin might come in handy by winter's end. So he dashes off. He's like, oh, shit, it's real. Bites it. Yeah, off he goes. Whoosh.
And he'll kind of make his way back into the lodgings where the two of you are.
Having your meager breakfasts.
Well, friends, we didn't get a chance to speak about yesterday. Did you manage to... I found a little red band. One of the elves gave it to me. Apparently, I'm part of the club now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry? The club of what?
Elves. Solidarity. Elves stand together.
Right. Stand together for the purpose of what?
Elves.
So that's as far as we... Great.
Yeah, Eve's going to be kind of like polishing her sword, and you can tell that she's pissed off. Like, rage is just emanating from her.
It's a fair roll that I rolled deceit on that, because I'm obviously lying.
Yeah.
And you all can roll...
Human... Is that human perception?
Human perception.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know my human perception is shite. Oh, why do I even bother?
Some crits happening over there.
Yeah, well, that is -5.
49.
Well, my roll of 26 was good until that.
I critted 3 times.
Holy crap. So, yeah, in this system, unlike Cyberpunk Red, you can keep exploding if you keep rolling 10.
49.
Yes, he's obviously, there's more to it than elves stick together. He heard more than that.
And he'll, like, hold up a hand to you for a moment.
What?
I think you might want to try that one again. Remember, we have been traveling for a number of years now, and I know when you're lying, Brioch. Spit it out.
Well, it's more just a feeling that it's like a gathering of forces, an assembly of numbers, an uprising, anticipating, one might say. That's sort of what the vibe I'm getting, at least.
And you felt it... You felt it necessary to exclude that information from your report?
More accurately, I didn't feel it important to include that information in my report.
So you join an uprising then?
I mean, I just got handed a little red scarf.
Don't make lying a part of your process again, Brioch.
Okay. Sorry, sir.
I'll make that an intimidation roll.
Yeah. Please, go please. For it. Go for it.
Got some this is where I could have used my 49. Damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, some. There's definitely some strife, a bit of internal strife here, guys. Resist coercion for you.
Yeah.
Not good, everybody.
Yeah, no, but juicy, good. I like it. More. Nom, 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 nom.
Say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1. 18.
15. Yeah! You're a fucking mage. Yeah. Yeah. Brioch's scared.
He could burn you or
any
freeze you or poison you or something.
Turn me into a newt.
He has mental compulsion, which is scary on its own. He could make you do things.
He's a mage and a human, and we're in the merchant district.
Yes. Yeah. He could do any number of things.
Anything.
To hang you out to dry.
Yeah. It's not an idle threat.
Yes. Mm. He just kind of leaves that hanging in the air and allows like the awkward silence to sit for a few seconds.
Totally.
And then...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I have us a job.
Yes, sir.
And he pulls out the scrap of paper. Witcher, you talked honest work. And he... I was about to ask a dumb question.
Are you going
to
ask if I can read? You fucking piece of shit.
You should ask that. A mage absolutely would have less opinions of people.
He like...
It's literally, have to study monster lore.
And it's like, you just see the second of it, and then he thinks better of it, and he goes, here you are.
She doesn't pick up on that, does she?
You could, I mean...
It'd have to be a human
Your human perception is quite poor. No, you don't.
Just a second of a... Here you go.
She'll snatch it out of his hand.
We are to find a... Let's see how good my memory is. Bertrand.
Bertrand, yes.
Fuck yeah!
The coroner.
We're making a visit to the major's quarters. Bertrand has a...
The magistrate's hall.
Ah. You did say major's quarters.
I apologise.
We go back into the footage.
Even if I did, what I meant to say is the morgue is a brick building adjacent to the magistrate's hall.
Magistrates.
I apologise.
Thank you.
Yeah. To the magistrate's court, you have some witching to do, apparently. If we do this, we have ourselves the favour of someone on high, which is always a valuable thing.
Is that what I'm getting paid in favours?
Well, we can always negotiate.
Well,
do coroners make good work? I'm not sure.
Hidden.
It's a professional position.
Yeah.
There's always money in death.
Hmm.
Good thing I brought some necrophage oil.
Hmm. Perhaps you are...
excited. I just think, like, if you're a video game character, it'd be like, Brioc, excited, disappointed,
confused and concerned.
Yeah.
Is Brioc wearing the red band?
It's around his leg, yeah.
Perhaps you should take that off for our travels today, Brioc.
Yes, sir. Also, if it pleases you, sir, I have something for you. And he'll rummage in the wagon and pull out a pair of... I haven't sold these yet. A pair of manacles.
Sean feels awful. Aurelius will accept it with a nod, and he goes,
"There you are, sir.
Thank you.
If the necrophage,
yep,
needs to be handcuffed.
That's very kind of you, Brioc. But I think I've got it in the bag.
How did your time in the Temple District go? Were you able to identify members with the red sash?
One. Got through my grasp.
Ah, I'm sorry. I should have offered the manacles earlier.
Brioc, why are you showing your belly to me like you're some kind of underling? Stop it. You don't have to apologize to me.
Sorry, sir. I mean, ma'am.
I mean,
it's genuinely what he says.
Yeah.
He's terrified.
Yeah. Why are you so scared?
Should we head off then?
All right.
You just cut through it.
Yeah. You can tell, like, that the tension is just, like, aggravating Eve.
Yeah.
And that she doesn't quite understand the social situation that has occurred. And now she's just frustrated at everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every neurodivergent person in the world was like, oh, yes.
Yeah. I feel that.
I'm angry at this because I have no idea
how to socialize.
Yep. You can add Eve to your ranks.
We'll head.
The cold is bitter this morning, and the snow has begun to settle in the streets. So you leave deep tracks as you make your way towards the Magistrates' Hall at the heart of the Trade Quarter.
We aren't necessarily always dressed for combat.
Okay.
That's a general, like, thing, right? The amount of armors and stuff that we, at least speaking for Brioc, it's quite a lot, right?
Mm.
It's a metal helmet. Are we told to prepare for weapons and armor?
So for myself, for the mage anyway, he'll never travel with his helmet. Like, the helmet would stay, but his, like, garb, like, he's wearing a gambeson. And like light padded trousers. So
you make it part of your daily wear.
Yeah, it's kind of, for myself, it's part of his daily wear, and his weapons are obscured. So he keeps them with him at all times.
As is the fashion with cats, Eve has lighter armor than mm-hmm. maybe the wolves or the bears, because it doesn't do for their yes. agility and, mm-hmm. and speed to be yep. weighed down. So she is always, and kind of like Henry Cavill, it just looks like the same armor the whole way through. Nice and grimy and dirty.
Yeah.
But she would probably say there's probably going to be some sort of killing. And I think she would bring Drelt, her horse.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Drelt also has saddlebags, so if you need stuff that can be carried, you know, if you don't want to bring everything or have it on your person.
The helmet might go in
there. Yeah, the saddlebags carry quite a bit.
Let's do that then.
Yeah.
Would you be wearing your armor, Chris?
Other than the helmet, yes. Mm. So metal greaves on the legs and a quilted,
Eve might just in the... we leave in the morning, that's right.
Yeah, because this is in the next morning. Yeah. So, yeah.
She might just say... Dress for action. Always pays to be prepared.
All right.
Mm. He'll check his components pouch before heading off in the morning. We'll make our way towards the magistrate's court.
You're dusted with a fine layer of frosty snow by the time you present yourself outside the door to the morgue. The door is opened by a rodent-looking fellow with a pair of pince-nez glasses. He appears to be about in his 60s and well-groomed. And he's wearing a long coat when he opens the door. Despite this, he seems jovial and smiles when he opens the door. And behind him, you can see a well-appointed apartment house, essentially, where he lives. And Master Witcher! The Duke sent for you, I see. And your companions as well. Would you care to come in?
Yes, come in. She doesn't really do greetings that well.
Bertrand of Maribor, at your service. And perhaps you can be at mine.
My name is Aurelius Tarnere.
Excellent.
And this is Eve.
Greetings.
And this would be Brioc.
Hello.
Hello. If you like, I can give you some hospitality in my office.
Much obliged. We'll follow you.
If there's drinks going, I'll take it.
Simply some tea at this early hour.
Mm.
Tea will do just fine. Oh, no. I know what I've done.
Eve fucking loves tea.
I've ruined Brioc's social encounters for like, oh, God damn it. I've done a bad.
You have intimidated a talky character.
Yeah.
who is now waiting on your instruction to talk.
Yep.
Wow. Really
rather quiet, young man, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, elf, I guess.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
No, he's not. He's never shut up in the time I've known him.
Am I like aware? Would I be aware that that's the good? And I'll be like, I'll just like sigh, like Bertrand.
Yes.
Damn, I was hoping that was wrong.
Bertram.
Yeah, it was
Bertrand.
Bertrand.
Bertrand, I believe you have some business for us. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Please be seated, all of you. And I'll have you know the Ancidi are equal in my eyes. I would have you know that I don't see you as an inferior people at all. I would like to put that out straight away, and you're welcome in my home and in my offices.
Thank you, sir.
I've always heard it said Enshe. Is that correct? Or is it on purpose if people in this town...
He's not very good at saying the elder folk speak.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm asking if it's like a specific thing that the people in this town say it differently.
Yeah, I imagine most humans are pretty bad at saying it.
Cool.
They would just maybe have... He's maybe seen it written down a few times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most humans wouldn't even know the term.
No.
You'd be elf... Non-human, knife ears, slurs.
I was like, ooh, am I going to be rude and be like, oh my God, Phil, that's
shade.
Such... No, I was going to be like, oh, Phil, that is so smart of you to have a character like purposely mispronounce
no,
it.
No, I didn't know how to say it.
Oh,
probably.
Okay.
Oh, you said that very well, sir.
I think Evil Thank cock you. An eyebrow and just shake her head at Brioc.
Brioc will catch the eye and nod in response.
Yes, very well said, sir. Thank you for your lovely home. It's very warm.
Ah, well, keep a fire going. Please be seated. It's cold enough where I work downstairs.
So what's your problem?
A rather unusual death is my problem. I'm the coroner for Duke Hadron. A patrol, or at least a patrol captain, met a rather grisly end deep within the non-human quarter of the Temple District, an area known as Little Mackham. Or Mahakam.
I believe your first one is correct, sir. It's right. Definitely not pronounced Mahakam.
It's
definitely Mahakam.
Mahakam.
Now Eve is just very confused.
It's very difficult, all these
You're doing incredibly
tongues,
well, sir.
Tongues.
You're doing very well.
Anyway, to the matter at hand, Duke Dunnis is rather keen to pin the attack on non-humans and have them rounded up. Duke Hadron has taken my advice that I believe it may have been the work of some sort of monster or beast, and rumors have been swirling that a witcher has been staying in the trade quarter. So I advised Hadron that perhaps we could employ yourselves to get to the bottom of it, rather than jump to the conclusion that individuals need to be put to the fire or the sword.
So how many bodies were found?
Well, it's just the one, actually.
I can't believe you did that.
It's just the one, actually.
Just the one, actually.
Well, with this one, this general, you say, what leads you to...
A guard captain, not a general, someone leading a patrol.
Well, this person in particular, what leads you to believe that it's the work of a creature and not a person?
Well, if you'll finish your tea, I could show you firsthand.
I think Evil gulp down the tea and just grunt, take me to the body.
Aurelius will leave the tea there.
So he leads you through a wooden door and down some stone steps to a chilly basement room where the morgue is kept.
He lives where he works? That's
he lives
so
above,
creepy.
He lives above where
That's,
he works.
Oh, yes.
It's honest work.
good specialist work for a coroner. So there are a couple of large stone slabs in the room, and against one wall is where he keeps all his alchemical ingredients and preservatives and things like that. And in the center of the room is a body covered in a sheet.
Evil lift up the sheet, apropos of no
Do you just
dignity.
Throw it off and
yeah,
throw it
yeah.
aside?
Well, she'll be delicate. She doesn't want to disturb, you know, any evidence, but she will just go and bring it up.
This is Captain Reuben, formerly Captain Reuben of the Guard.
And what does he look like now?
Well, he appears to have been eviscerated. And so there's one large wound across his belly.
His abdomen?
Yes, his abdomen. And another, he's naked on the slab. Another wound is deep in his shoulder and neck area. I'll need some more rolls to examine
Let's
him
do it.
Closer. Yes.
Can I use my Witcher training?
Of course you can.
Which will...
Of course.
Help me with the monster lore.
Yes, yes, I'd love for you to do that.
Excellent. Just a 15.
Anyone else going to do a bit of inspection?
What role do we make for that?
You could make an awareness or a deduction role.
I'll go for a deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Any others?
Do you have any propositions for me? Any
Not
ideas?
Not really.
13.
I'll try a deduction.
You can try a deduction, yep.
Deduction or maybe... No, I was going to say education, but would that be too?
It's
strange?
A little esoteric for
education's more researchy. Yes?
Yeah, and just knowing general things about history or
15.
Okay,
same as me.
So we don't gather a lot of information, but upon closer inspection, Eve, you'll notice that the belly wound was likely inflicted by some claws,
mm-hmm.
and the neck wound by a bite of some kind. The creature probably stood a head or two taller than a man and a bit down onto the man's neck and shoulder area. As you can see, I find this unlikely to have been inflicted by any non-human, savage or otherwise.
Was the body... So the neck, it's a bite.
Mm-hmm.
Was anything chewed or... eaten, like it's across the abdomen.
Yep.
Is his intestines trailing out? Have they been nibbled at?
Don't appear to have been consumed or anything like that.
And is the corpse bloody? Like, you know, has it kind of been all drained? Or, you know, has he got kind of purpley parts of the body where it blood still in him has now pooled?
So give me a awareness at plus two for a kind of your specific observation.
While that's happening as well, I think you'll notice Aurelius is suitably quiet when we're looking at this creature with this person with their slashes and such. It's completely silent.
That's an 18.
Some blood appears to have been drained from the victim. Yes, yes. It appears that they've been exsanguinated somewhat. Perhaps from their wounds. It is a rather savage wound in the neck. Mm. But yes, they're missing some blood.
Interesting. I'm trying to now, like, just based on my own knowledge, think about what it could possibly be. We've got vampires. We've got hybrids.
Reuben was not the only man on patrol that night. They don't typically go around on their own. I have not had a chance to question his patrol mates who are underneath him. They all survived. You can find them in the garrison by the east gate.
How long ago did this attack happen?
Just last night.
And no one has thought to talk to these people yet?
Well, that would be my job, to call them in for questioning. As the coroner, it's my job to determine the cause of death, but I have deputized yourselves for that.
Right.
The other information I have for you, let me see my notes here. Yes, so their patrol mates were Jorn, Victor, and Tess. As I say, they can be found in the garrison near the east gate. They were in a little alleyway, it's unnamed, against the outer wall in Little Mackham. It has a nickname of Serpent Street. So you could visit the site itself, question the witnesses, and remind me, before you leave, I will dash off a little letter with the seal of the Duke to make sure you're deputized.
All right, we'll take that now, if you don't mind.
Yes, so I was right to call you. I believe this is a monster attack.
Yes.
Any ideas what it might be?
I don't think it can't be a spectre. It's not an insectoid. Or I don't think it is, anyway. Elements, draconids, ogroids, probably not. We're looking for something more bestial, or something that looks to suck blood. Vampires, or hybrids, or that sort. Of course, just from here, it's hard to narrow it down. We'll have to go do some investigating.
Well, maybe one of those people saw it, and it'll make it very easy.
You're too optimistic, Briok.
Sorry.
It's not a bad thing.
Okay.
What's the name of that...
Now they just stare at each other.
What's the name of that duke? And he's not talking about Hadron.
Dunnis. The other one.
Dunnis. You should let Dunnis know that this is unequivocally not the work of a non-human, and he needs to get rid of his prejudices. Otherwise, it never would have been solved. You were right to consult us.
Well, can't say I have much sway over Duke Dunnis's attitudes, but I will report your findings straight to Lord Hadron so he has some leverage that we can keep the investigation going and avoid a messy pogrom or the like. I remember the uprising quite clearly, an ugly time for the Zima. An ugly time.
Oh, yes. Uprisings are very bad.
Yes. Yes. A lot of blood is shed and much confusion.
Hmm.
Hmm. Well, if you don't need anything else from me, I shall leave it in your hands.
We'll take those letters now as well.
Of course. And I'm surprised you didn't bring this up, which I know that you have a code about these things. I'm afraid I don't have a lot of funds to spare, but I will offer you a bounty of 500 crowns. And I tell you, when I heard there might be a witcher, I did look at my records. and I may have a diagram of some armor I believe belonged to the cat school. I will have to dig it out, but if you can find and slay this beast, I will gladly part with it.
You have a cat school armor diagram?
Yes, some witcher before you arrived a few years back met an end here, and his body fell in my, and his possessions fell into my possession, and I've kept them ever since.
Do you know what his name was?
Again, I'd have to look at my records, but I could find out for you.
I would like that.
I hope that will be sufficient to take on the contract.
500 crowns it is.
Excellent. Let me just run upstairs. I'll show you out and dash you off that letter.
I think as they kind of walk outside, Evil suck in some air and go,
now that I'm thinking about it, the options for monsters are probably slimmer than I thought. They'd have to be in the city. The walls are sealed now. Possibly a monster that can blend in.
What monster fits that criteria?
Vampires.
What if it got in before and it was just I don't know these things, maybe, I'm sorry. Maybe it was just biding its time?
Not good to rule anything out this early, but it could be. If it was hard, and it would have to be something very stealthy or some kind of cursed individual.
Well, Witcher, you're the expert in these areas. Should we start by investigating the area of the attack, or should we interview the fellow soldiers?
Let's go talk to the soldiers while it's still fresh in their mind.
You have been listening to The Blood-Soaked Rose, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. The Witcher tabletop role-playing game is property of Artelsorian Games. Used with permission.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.